On today's Technobabble, troubleshooting techniques, avoiding problems before they happen.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with church video and graphic design. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, by the way, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio podcast, though, there's no video to do it below because you're listening to the audio podcast. So just go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/TNB. Short for Tech No Babble, and then leave that information there. So, a relative of mine once said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And it's absolutely the case. So, yeah, technically that was Benjamin Franklin, and he is technically a distant relative of mine. So, that's why I was thinking, might as well use it. So, back to our point, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If you see something that's going south, it's better to act earlier. So we're all guilty of maybe doing this. You're driving along and your car is running just a little rough, and you think, still getting me from point A to point B. I'll have it looked into eventually. And you kind of ignore it. This happened with the car that I'm currently driving. It had a problem where in traffic, it would overheat. Now, if I was driving, say, 35 miles an hour or more, no harm, no foul, no problem. At a stoplight, that wasn't a big deal. 2 minutes, no big deal. But if I had to sit for 10 or 20 minutes, started to overheat. Well, one day, I was driving along, and by the way, I knew this was a problem. I knew that probably the solution would be to just trade out the radiator fans, but just put off doing it. One day, I was stuck behind a funeral. Just couldn't move very fast at all, and the car overheated. And it kept overheating. And I could get where I was going, but once I got there, I had trouble getting any farther. So it turned out that what happened was it overheated to the point that it put a hole in the radiator, so I was leaking fluid everywhere. So that was a problem. Had I changed out those fans, I wouldn't have lost the radiator. But once I did that, I had to actually do both, and in fixing both, it cost me more money and more time, because getting that sucker back home with an overheating car with a hole in the radiator just was not fun. So, the question is, where in your system is something starting to go south? Where can you anticipate that there's a problem? Is there a cable that if you flex it the right way, it works, but if you cough while you're flexing it, it doesn't work, and you got to spend some time working on that now because that's likely to die right when you need it not to. Is there a component which, as you're starting it up, it makes an awful racket? Maybe you need to spend a little time now working on that fan before the fan fails completely and the component overheats and it just blows up. So look for these subtle indications, the minor things that you can fix easily so that you don't have to fix a much bigger problem later. Think of it as an investment to save a lot of time and money. Likewise, if you see that people are interacting with the gear in a way that's bad for it, then consider that maybe you should address that. So if you've got someone that always forgets to lock down their camera, and they leave and the camera just tilts up radically or tilts down radically, address that, because that can affect the tripod head, and worse, if it gets enough inertia, that could cause the camera to just fall over completely, breaking the lens, breaking the camera, etc. So sometimes the prevention, the heading off the problem before it happens, is helping people in how they interact with stuff. Now, with that said, there's another side to this, and that is, when you have a piece of gear that's new, that's still under warranty, use it as you would use it. Don't treat it extra kindly. Let me give you another story about this. We had a new switcher at church, and as you probably know, the buttons on video switchers tend to be, you know, tactile things, so you can hit them and do. And I was pressing the buttons, and someone said, "Paul, aren't you hitting that a little hard? That's our new switcher. What are you trying to do?" I said, "Well, I want to know if it can handle normal use. Maybe I'm pressing it a little harder than I normally would, but I want to know if it would handle normal use, because if it would, then that's good. But if it breaks, we want to know it while we're still in the warranty period. We want to know if this is a problem." This was borne out from the fact that a few years ago, the first switcher that our church bought was a prosumer switcher, and after a while there was a short in it, and I could press to the right of the button and make it work. So I could press the button, that was fine, but every once in a while I needed to press off to the side to get the button to actually do what it wanted. And if I'd rested my finger there, it would sometimes do stuff when I didn't want it to. So it's better to know ahead of time that there is going to be a problem while you're still under warranty than to find out years down the road. Likewise, I don't want you to abuse equipment. That's no good. But use it as you would. Don't treat it like it's a baby, with wearing special gloves and lightly touching buttons and things like that to try not to break it. I want you to use it as you normally would, maybe slightly more ruggedly, but don't go on the other extreme to abuse. Well, I hope that these are some suggestions that'll help you as you're looking at your system and anticipating problems before they happen. If you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and there you can pick up a free church tech gift of your choosing, along with a copy of my email newsletter, where I tell you all about the great things happening here at trinitydigitalmedia.com and give you more church tech tips and tricks. And speaking of which, I've created a community at churchtechu.com. That's C-H-U-R-C-H-T-E-C-H, the letter U.com, short for university, where I have all my training resources as a part of the subscription, and we've got a way to interact with one another as we build a community where iron sharpens iron, where I learn from you, you learn from me. We ask questions of one another, and we just build something that will help the capital C church reach more and more people. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.